recorded onto a tape deck, then uploaded via LimeWire. It's the Joe and Adam Podcast.
Good afternoon, or should I say...
G'day, mate.
G'day, Damo.
G'day, Brew.
This is not coming across, is it?
Gonna have some fush on chops.
Yeah, now it's coming across.
G'day, Brew. You're coming to New Zealand, eh?
Yeah, coming to New Zealand, eh, Brew?
Sorry, should just say, if you think I'm being just randomly racist, this is a special pod. We're not coming to you from New Zealand.
No.
But Ames, my partner and I, are about to head off to New Zealand for a little holiday. And we thought we'd just
Exciting.
Sneak... Sorry, I thought you were playing that as a sound effect. I don't remember this one.
Yep. Sound effect there.
And so we thought we'd just sneak one pod in before NZ. So if you're wondering why is the DJ video not happening and all the beep beep jobber or whatever it is. Here we go. You won't be able to get it.
Jobber. Got it. There we go.
That'll all be happening when we get back from NZ.
Come back.
This is just a little quick one. Just to get one off because we're not going to see each other for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so well, it's... We just wanted to get something up. So
just get something up.
We've got no content.
Absolutely nothing. And
so we're just going to talk.
Long-time listeners will know that occasionally we do this. And we just we go in with absolutely nothing.
It's called a filler. Yep.
Some would say, are you going to get some good content when there's, you know, you haven't planned anything? No.
Nah.
You're not going to get any good stuff. It's going to be the worst.
Yep.
I do have, this is, we'll lead with, it'll be like if you've ever played cards, you play your best card first.
Yep.
And then you get, so I'm going to, I've got one card, and then we're going to be down to like twos and threes.
Sure.
After that.
What do you got?
I've got, and it's weird, we love to tell a story.
We
love to play games.
It's the premise of this podcast,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it?
But it's rare that you would get, I've got three stories with one theme.
Ooh.
And it'll make me sound bad when you hear the theme.
Go on the hat trick.
Yeah, but it's just in the space of about a month. Three separate stories have happened, and each of them was not good enough to bring by itself to the pod.
Oh,
when you bring
okay.
them together, we've got a nice little 5-minute segment.
It's a good.
And then it'll be downhill from here.
Of course.
Bottle shops. Now, each of these moments has happened in a bottle shop with me in the last month, say.
Geez, you're big on the bottle shops.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. It doesn't make me look good. Because it's like, how often are you in the bottle shop? Could be a Coke bottle.
It could be a Coke bottle shop, but we don't know.
Moment one. You and I are in our late 20s, so we're still, I don't know about you, but I'm still in the range where I've got a bit of a baby face, so I'm 50-50 getting ID'd still. Because I think you're meant to ID until, like, if they look less than 25, I think is the rule.
It really depends on the cashier.
It does, yeah. Famously, in the past, I did get ID'd once. This is not one of the three, but I did get ID'd once, and I didn't have my ID on me. And I just went, I don't have it on me, and she went, oh, that's all right. I was like, what if that's the system? Why are you even checking?
Thorough.
But are you getting ID'd a little bit, or...?
Well, I haven't lately, but...
Well, you got the Mo now. You won't be getting NS.
No, that's right.
The Mo gets you out of it.
Nah, it's just... For me, it's luck of the draw.
Yeah. You sounded so serious.
You don't know.
For me, it's... yeah, you don't. And I reckon I'm probably half the time, maybe a bit less, getting ID'd. Ames, every time she goes in.
Really? Cops it.
Yeah, she just cops it. Which, as I say to her, and I think she doesn't mind, because it's like, one day you won't get ID'd, and you'll be like, oh, man, remember when I used to get ID'd all the time?
She's decided no. Have you ever seen that Facebook page, Angry People in Local Newspapers?
No, I'll be looking it up after this.
Yeah, it's just a page and they collate all like newspaper and news articles about angry people stories about just mundane stuff. And there was one not long ago. It was like this guy in London or England or somewhere. He's like 50 and he was angry because he got ID'd.
He's angry. He's 50 and he's angry because he got ID'd?
Yep.
You'd be happy. I don't understand why you'd be...
So they've done a story on the fact that he's angry because he had to show his ID, but he's 50.
I mean, now...
Or something like that. Yeah. It might have been even 60, but...
I mean is, surely that's a good thing. It's weird.
Don't know.
Because they can't think you're less than 21.
It's a weird story.
In America. It's a weird story. But I wouldn't be annoyed. But yeah, we'll be looking that page up after this.
Yeah, get on it. It's best.
Yeah, so moment one, I'm at the bottle shop. Now, I am 28 years old, but you need to know for this.
Okay.
You need to know the 8 bit, basically. So, guy IDs me. Now, sometimes, especially being a former teacher, sometimes the guy who IDs me, I feel like going, yeah, can I see your ID, mate? It's like, the guy's like, oh, I remember you used to teach me. I was like, yeah, well, what do you ID me for? You know, what are you talking about?
What were
about?
You, 6 when yeah. you were teaching, Joe?
Yeah. Yeah. No, but so this guy asked for my ID. Fine. Not a former student, but he asked my ID. And as he's – obviously all they have to do is check the year.
Yep.
So he's checking the year and he goes, just turned 18, did you? And I laughed going, yeah. And he goes, yeah, good on you then. And I've realised since
he's done
as
the
I walked
wrong.
Away, he's done the maths wrong. And he's added up not 28 but 18. As in he's gone, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got it wrong by exactly 10. Which is bizarre because you go, that's...
Well, you look old for 18, mate.
Yeah, old for 18, but also we're born in the 90s. So he's added it up thinking that I'm born in the 2000s. Mate.
Don't they have like a little calculator on their screen or something? I've seen them go boop, 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 boop.
Nah, my sister works at the movies and I think, I don't know why she's IDing people, but I think... Maybe for their memberships, whatever. You just do the maths.
Yeah.
I think you just... Or maybe when she's serving drinks, whatever.
Feel bad for the people who can't do maths, so... Well, I'm one of you.
Yeah.
I'm one of you.
Yeah, well, I probably would get it wrong.
I'll be getting the calculator out on the phone.
But you can look at someone and go, they're probably not just 18.
Yeah.
But anyway. moment two. I go in. Now, you and I are probably similar in the sense that... Maybe it's just me. Occasionally, I'll be served by a blokey bloke. And I'm not really a blokey bloke. And so already things are a little bit different. And I go in and I'm the only guy in the store. It's just me, one of those like sort of, you know, smaller bottles. And there's, as I get to the counter, got my $4 bottle of wine or whatever. And there's a bunch of shot glasses that you sometimes see. They have them on the counter to try you know.
In a big bucket?
Yeah, sometimes ones? In a bucket or, you know... this one, I think, also had just wine glasses, maybe.
Oh.
If you, I don't know. Yeah.
Fancy.
Anyway, so I get up there. I'm already a little bit like, let's just get this transaction over with. And the guy goes, just having a couple of glasses tonight.
It's like the worst way to start a conversation.
Yeah, well, there's not much because you, I mean, if you hear him, you obviously go, yes. Yes,
yeah.
I am. That's why I've got the wine. That'll help me with that.
You should have gone, no, actually, last night.
Yeah, I don't drink. Yeah, I'm just saving it. But I didn't even hear him properly. So I thought he has said, do you want a couple of glasses? And I've gone, no, thanks. So he's gone, just having a couple of glasses tonight. And I've gone, no, thanks. And then just gone, cheers, and walked off. he must have been so confused.
Classic.
Anyway. The third one's just a small one, if people are even still listening at this point. But sometimes you'll get the two lines. And the crowd's not smart enough to form two lines. There's just one line and they just wait to go to each one. Anyway, I'm a bit of a daydreamer. I must have been daydreaming. Guy jumps behind a register to try and help out. You know, like he works there. He wasn't just like a random guy.
Service one, thanks.
Yeah,
service one.
And you can hear the stress in their voice. Or like they get on it 3 seconds later. Service one, please. Service one. So anyway, he's jumped on and he's clearly called out to me. Just over here if you like, mate. I'm in daydream mode.
Classic.
Just stood there.
Yep.
He's done it like 3 times. And you can hear by the third time I've clued in. I was like, who is he talking to? And then he's just looking at me like, got the arms out like, do you want to buy this? What? So anyway, if you work at a bottle-o, I apologise because if you ever have to serve me, it's never smooth sailing.
If you look like Joe Baxter, you won't be served.
Yeah, you'll either ID me, try and offer me some conversation, I won't understand it, or I'll just ignore you.
G'day boys, this is Mickey B of Mickey's Landfill and Soil, and you're listening to Joe and Adam. I'll catch you for ladies down at the pub, eh?
Adam, one of our best mates is recently qualified as a pilot.
He's a pilot.
Geez, I tell you what, for the one or two people who used to listen back in the day, like 3 years ago, I feel like we had him on a few times and called him Captain Carrots or something.
We did, yeah. Captain Carrots, yeah.
I don't think he was a pilot at that point, but he genuinely is, you know, for a major airline now. And I think he's just had his first flight. Well, he's had his first flight maybe a month ago.
I don't know, yeah.
But
boy, are we hearing about where he's been.
Well, this is the thing. Firstly, we get to play the game of in our group chat, we get a photo. and what city am I in?
We have to figure it out. Yep.
And it turns out from a hotel window, it's pretty hard to guess.
It's usually always like Hawaii
It's Hawaii or Vietnam.
There's no variation in the type of photo.
No. And we look out our window and it's Ballarat. Like, great. No, but we're very proud and he's having a great old time. But I think he did his first flight in August, maybe. But he's starting off in his career. So he's like a third officer or something. So I think he does a bit of cruise control, basically.
Sure.
He's not doing the takeoff and landings. But I think a couple of days ago, is this why we were hearing about it? He got to do his first pilot's announcement, the captain's.
Yeah, the big one.
The big one, which anyone listening would know, that would be the main reason any of us would become a pilot.
Oh, absolutely.
So you get to do firstly, you want to wear the aviators and the ding uniform.
Yeah.
And then you get to do the ding, 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 or whatever it is, yeah. Now, he had his script written out. He's, you know, obviously he's taken it seriously.
Oh, very serious.
And he just wanted just a couple of takes, just some advice on how maybe we would play it. You know, obviously, we're known.
Well, we play pilots pretty well.
ourselves. So we just sort of, we each gave a take on how we would perform that role.
Mm.
And I thought it'd be nice to just maybe play it.
Absolutely.
On the pod. So this is you.
Morning, folks. From the flight deck, on behalf of Captain Maurice McBain, this is your second officer, Adam Anticalia, speaking. We'll be commencing our descent shortly into Melbourne. The current time is 6:44. We expect to have you on the ground at about 9:15, disembarking at the gate shortly thereafter. Weather for our arrival is clear, winds from the north and a temperature of 8 degrees. On behalf of the team here at Jetstar, we'd like to thank you for choosing to fly with us on our service from Ho Chi Minh City to Melbourne. We wish you a pleasant stay in Melbourne and safe onwards travels. Thank you and good morning.
Oh, perfect.
So that's my take on how pilots talk. For me particularly, they do the... And then they start talking up here and they slow down a little bit, you know, so... Yeah,
you absolutely nailed it. And so Adam's put that in the group chat first, and I've gone, well, I can't try and do it professionally, even if I knew. He's already nailed it. So what can I do? And I just tried to tell the story of a pilot who maybe is a little bit nervous about giving his first, as our friend probably
You can
is.
Understand that.
You can understand
it. First time.
Yeah, so this is a first timer.
Good morning, folks. From the flight deck on behalf of Captain Maurice I'm just a bit nervous. Maurice McBain, this is your second officer, Adam Anticaglia, speaking. We'll be commencing our descent shortly into Melbourne, where the current time is ... and we expect to have you on the ground at 9:15 to park at the gate shortly thereafter. Weather for our arrival is clear, winds from the north and a temperature of 8 circles. On behalf of all the team here at Jetstar, we'd like to thank you for choosing to fly with us on our service from Ho Chi Minh City to Melbourne. We wish you a pleasant stay in Melbourne and safe onwards travelling. Thank you and good morning.
Now, if you think that's really good acting at the end, it's not. I started laughing because I had Ames next to me doing the little ding, ding. I just couldn't hold it in.
That's well done. That's very well done.
Well, thank you. And well done to you for actually doing what a pilot would sound like. So, Carrots, we'd love... to get some feedback for the pod on which approach he went with.
Also, casting directors looking for people.
Oh yeah, we're open.
Who want to play pilots? We can do it.
We can do good pilots. We can do bad pilots. So just hit us up.
Good pilot, bad pilot.
So Joe, you must be happy with how the show's going so far. How do you feel?
Yeah, full credit to the boys. Obviously, it's been an intense sort of first half, and we're just trying to you know, keep up with that intensity that the show is bringing. Obviously, Adam's really good around those quick stories about the one he had in the supermarket, and so we're just trying to sort of support him in that and just try and work on our efficiency in terms of just keeping the time limit down.
Okay, Jay, well, enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks. Cheers. Bye.
Adam, we come to the end of a long pod.
It's been so long, the upload limit expired.
Well, you don't want to push it, so that's why. And we know that you know, sometimes it's good to give half an hour, and sometimes
segments
it's good to give
4, 5, and 6 were hilarious.
They were hilarious, but
you should watch them. Listen to them.
They were, if you can find them, good luck. They don't exist, but we thought we're just going to close off with running off a couple of things. I don't want
housekeeping.
People to, housekeeping. We don't have a. Do we have a segment opener for housekeeping?
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping. Now, people won't know.
I'm saving that. Oh. I'm saving that as a little grab.
That is Home Alone 2. For some reason, he wants to break into the kids' apartment, into the hotel room. Rather than just be
Tim
himself.
Curry.
Yeah, Tim Curry decides to be what can only be described as a German Mr. Bean type housekeeper. He goes, housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
And to this day, when I showed up to do the pod, you would have probably heard me.
I did.
I still... only when I visit you.
It's iconic line. Yeah, it's iconic line.
Housekeeping. I don't want people to think that we have forgotten about our segments that we are going to do. Jobber, we are definitely going to do.
Jobber. I'm fast on the buttons.
He is quick on the buttons. We're definitely going to do Jobber. We just have to sort out the logistics of genuinely registering a driver and car as an Uber and the implications of that action.
Of course.
But we'll do that when we get back from New Zealand. The other thing is the DJ video, like I said, that's ready to go. It's I don't know how people organise theatres of 1,000 people, because organising 2 people to come to a gig is enough for me. But once we arrange that, the DJing after one video...
It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be exciting, and doing stand up to the world's smallest crowd of your best mate and your fiance, who
it's going to be exciting.
Will probably viciously heckle me.
That's the whole idea, though.
It's
isn't
exciting.
It?
Now, the other idea you had was maybe if you want to talk us through this, or not?
No, I'm sorry, I'm just totally out of brain fart.
Hang on. Here was the idea. You want to. We might not tell people when it's going to happen, but you want us to. We're going to host the pod.
Yes. Oh, but, that's right. Yeah.
But not as ourselves.
Not as ourselves.
We're essentially going to have guest hosts.
Guest hosts, but we're going to improvise the whole thing. So no planning beforehand.
No planning. Now, do you have an idea, unlike today, full of planning. Now, do you have an idea of, like, are we thinking like a brekkie radio duo? Are we thinking AM radio or just... like just, a random podcast.
Just like Joe and Adam, but we're away. We've got stuff on. I guess we're not in rating season, so these guys are just filling in for a couple of weeks.
They've come in during the break. And they're trying to prove themselves. Good. Okay. All right.
That was one of my many late night after a couple of fruit tingle ideas.
Yeah. Well,
fruit tangles, sorry. Trademark.
The danger is that our fill-in hosts are actually better than us. When we put in more effort with them, and then people go, yeah, those are, I don't know what they would be called, you know, Dingo and Bluey, those guys should be the regular podcast. I'd listen to them. So Dingo and Bluey.
That sounds like fun.
I don't know where I got that from.
Dingo and Bluey.
Dingo and Bluey. But we'll arrange that, and I don't think we're going to say when it's going to happen.
No.
We're just
gonna, no, we can't.
You'll just tune in 1 week, and old mate Dingo will be talking about stories from the ranch. You know,
we'll see how the improv turns out.
Yeah. Hell of a pod. We'll be back in,
great.
I mean, 2 weeks. I should have not even said it because people wouldn't have noticed.
Enjoy New Zealand, bro.
Yeah, thanks, bro. They'll love me over there.
Joe here, just jumping on the end. Firstly, to say thank you for listening to the pod. Adam and I both really do appreciate it, or else there's no point to us really doing it. And also to let you know that apart from this, I'm also churning out some videos on, I mean, everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and so check them out. They're just videos about, there's videos of the podcast, there'll be some stand-up videos, commentary, a few sketches, and a few videos I do called Joe Baxter Informed. So go and check them out. What do you reckon, Husey?
Yeah, no, they're really good videos. Yeah, you should go and check them out. It's a good guy. Yeah.
I lost at the end there.
I recorded that.